Lots to come on the show still. As I mentioned, Archie Thompson, Josh Boone and Adam Dale all to come. But before we head there, time to head overseas now and catch up with Eric Wilber from Boston.com on the unbelievable win by the Patriots yesterday. Tom Brady has done it again. Eric, good morning and welcome to RSN 927.
Good morning to you guys. How you doing?
We're very well. Now, in Boston yesterday, how were the celebrations? Another Super Bowl. Are you getting sick of them?
You know, it's funny because we're not. No. From a journalist perspective, the toughest part about this time of year is finding more stuff to write about, right? Because you've got these 2 weeks where you've got to write every single day about previewing the Super Bowl, what are the Patriots going to do this time, blah, blah, blah. And it never fails that something else happens with this team, though. You know, I mean, this time it's about the fact that no one really thought the Patriots were going to get here, at least from a national standpoint in America. A lot of people thought the Patriots were too old. Tom Brady didn't have it anymore, didn't have the right receivers. The defense wasn't good. And they've used that. They've really used that to their advantage and taking it and putting a big chip on their shoulder and saying, yep, no one thinks we can do it, so we're going to go out there and show the world exactly what can get done. I mean, we should have known. We should have known after they had an up-and-down season that things are going drastically bad in December, losing to the Miami Dolphins, losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It doesn't matter. As soon as that calendar turns January, the Patriots are going to be the Patriots. They're going to be the Patriots. Always, every single year, and we just might as well accept it.
It's quite an amazing franchise and what they've been able to do. 10 years ago, they were writing books about, and two volumes of books saying, you know, this is just once in a lifetime in what they've done there. This has gone on for another decade. This is just something unbelievable, Eric. Do the public really appreciate what they have on their hands there? Because this is, it hasn't happened before, and as sure as hell not going to happen in the future. I can't imagine it.
I mean, I hope we appreciate it. I certainly do from the perspective of, you know, watching my kids enjoy it and knowing that when I was their age, we had Larry Bird, and that was about it. You know, we had this big stretch of where sports were not huge in Boston as from a winning perspective. You know, I was writing this morning, and I said, you know, the fact that Brady's going to face the Rams again 17 years after the first time he beat them in the Super Bowl. And I was like, 17 years? It's just astounding that that sort of stretch has gone on between the time that Brady has faced this team in the big game, two cities. You know, when you faced them last time, they're in St. Louis. Now they're in Los Angeles, back in Los Angeles. So it's just those sorts of things, and just putting those sorts of things in perspective, realizing how long this has been. And, you know, it really is a tale of two dynasties. There was the first dynasty where the Patriots won 3 out of 4 Super Bowls. Then they went to a lull. They lost to the Giants twice in a big game. Brady wasn't exactly Tom Brady. And I think what happened in the long run was that Jimmy Garoppolo was drafted by the Patriots as a backup QB, younger kid, threatening to take Brady's job. And it really lit something in Tom Brady that Brady became better in his late 30s. He became better in his late 40s. And it really started his whole health movement and physical fitness regimen. And what it has delivered is just, you know, what we've seen over the last 3 years and three straight Super Bowls once again.
Yeah, we've got a great insight into that through a couple of documentaries that we've seen as well on Facebook. That Tom versus Time was just sensational to watch to take you inside what he goes through in terms of his preparation. His emotion after yesterday's win seemed heightened. If he won Super Bowl this time round, would this be the most special?
I don't know. That's tough to say I don't know. You know, I'm not sure about what the health of his family is right now. But 2 years ago, when they won, you know, came the 28-3 comeback over the Atlanta Falcons, that was a big time for Tom. In that his mother was going through remission for cancer, and nobody really knew what was going on with him and during that whole stretch. This whole time, you know, I'm not sure if anything. I think everything's fine. But I think right now it's just a matter of that. He's 41 years old, and he doesn't have many of these left. And this time in particular, everyone was doubting them. And he's really kind of, I think, you know, regaling, loving this moment in that he can still do it at age 41. In that he wants to play till 45. That may seem low at this point. Who knows? You know, anything's on the table right now. But yeah, Brady's emotions last night, I think because the game was so big. And it also represented the future and the past of the NFL, right? We've got the best of all time in Tom Brady going up against Pat Mahomes, who proved in that game he's going to win one or two or three or four Super Bowls. You know, when all things are said and done, the kid is a super talent. So, you know, I think that whole thing, seeing that the fact that, you know, Brady's not on his way out, but he's seeing the future. And the future is now, and hey, Brady's still now, too. So I think that whole well of emotions and the fact that he was able to get past that probably meant a lot to him in the long run.
And we're to understand that after the game, he went into the locker room and the two quarterbacks caught up, and Tom Brady, out of an absolute respect for his counterpart, spent some time with him and really acknowledged what a star he's going to be in the future.
Yeah, and I thought that was a pretty good moment because, you know, Mahomes really was fantastic in that game. And the fact that he was able to come back and they were able to figure things out and they were that close to beating the Patriots, you know, just look, for a lot of these guys that do so well during the regular season, especially at that young an age, and then they hit the postseason and they just turtle. You know, something happens and they just get really uptight and frightened and scared. And Mahomes didn't do that last night. You know, if anything, he came out in the moment and he shined better than ever when they came down from that that halftime locker room down 14-0. Really good performance by that kid that bodes really well for Kansas City and their future.
So the Patriots play the Rams now after their amazing win with that field goal yesterday in overtime against the Saints. Bit of an upset. What happens in Boston? We talk about the Super Bowl build-up in the cities themselves, but what about in Boston when the team is on the road to Super Bowl? Describe those 2 weeks for us. I'm sure you're probably getting used to it now as well.
Yeah, we do get kind of used to it. It's almost like we look at what other cities do, and we say, no, that's not the way to do it. This is the way you're supposed to handle Super Bowl. It's weird. You know, this is the ninth with Tom Brady. This is the you know, the 11th Super Bowl in all for the New England Patriots franchise, which is like, what, a fifth of them all in general. So it's pretty remarkable, just the fact that this Patriots franchise. You know, I was talking to my kids last night, and it was funny. He was watching the celebration in the locker room live on Twitter. And I was rolling my eyes to my wife, and I was saying, yeah, this is just like we used to do when we were kids, right? And just the complete change of the way to be a fan is. And, you know, when I was his age, we couldn't watch I grew up literally 20 miles away from where the Patriots played. We could not watch them on TV because no one was buying tickets. You could not see the games. And then there was the whole thing, you know, the Patriots were going to move to St. Louis. They were going to move to Hartford, Connecticut. They were going to move to Florida or L.A. or who knows where they were going to go. And nobody around here really cared because they were so bad and had a history of just being so awful. And it's tough to get that kind of, to tell people about that now, because we're sitting here with 25 years of the crafts and just the success after success after success that the old losing days of the Patriots seem like so long ago. And for those that experienced that, though, and to have this feeling now, like I said, 17 years in between Super Bowls, it really is a special feeling, and I think those are the ones that you really tend to appreciate.
Well, enjoy the next couple of weeks as we build up to Super Bowl. It should be an absolute cracker in a couple of weeks' time. The Rams take on the Patriots. Can't wait for it. And thanks for your time this morning, Eric. Great to get an insight into what it's like in Boston at the moment.
All right, thanks, guys.
Eric Wilbur joining us there from Boston.